This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders and directors of Native organizations say an appeals court decision on Indian child welfare is a victory. Caroline Halter reports.
Native children are far more likely to end up in foster care, and the 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act, or ICWA, aims to keep them within tribal communities. Last fall, a federal judge in Texas ruled ICWA was unconstitutional, calling it a race-based law. But on Friday, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed that decision.
When you have a law that applies specifically to Indian people or Indian tribes, it's not because they're racially Indian, it's because they are members of a sovereign government.
That was Chrissy Ross Nemo, Deputy Attorney General of Cherokee Nation, which appealed the Texas ruling along with three other tribes. This latest ruling states that ICWA and other Indian laws are in fact based on a political classification, not race. I'm Caroline Halter.
An Indigenous language consultation was held at Haskell Indian Nations University in Kansas Friday as the UN marked World's Indigenous Peoples Day, which is focusing this year on language. Rhonda Lavaldo has more.
A group of tribal language educators met at Haskell for an Indigenous language consultation to see how they could further language support in their tribal communities and tribal colleges. Dr. Dan Wildcat, interim Haskell president, discussed the goal of the group.
We really feel like the people who are in the communities who are doing really the heavy lifting of teaching children to be conversationally fluent in their language in a very practical, living manner, that they often don't get the resources they need. So we thought, let's do a workshop and let's talk about what we would need to get some of those resources and that support.
Yuchi Seminole tribal member Dr. Richard Grounds talked about what the roadblocks are that make it hard for tribal members to learn their language.
Some of our biggest challenges really has to do with internalized colonization, internalized colonial way of thinking. You know, our parents were punished, our grandparents were punished. The kind of internalization of that way of thinking. So that's something that inertia has to be overcome.
Grounds helped to push for the UN to make 2019 the Year of Indigenous Languages. This is Rhonda Lavaldo for National Native News.
Autopsies are being performed on the bodies of two murder suspects found in Manitoba linked to three murders in British Columbia. The suspects eluded police in four provinces. First Nations where they were found had been on edge. More from Dan Karpinchuk.
An intense police manhunt with heavily armed officers, snipers, tracking dogs and aircraft focused on an area of dense bush and muskeg near Gillam, more than 600 miles north of Winnipeg. But the native community of York Factory First Nation southwest of Gillam also had its own scare related to the murder suspects. The Bear Clan, a peacekeeping group created to help inner-city communities in Winnipeg, deployed to provide support to York Factory. Some of its members patrolling the area thought they saw the two suspects.
This could be possibly the suspects from BC, and so, you know, a little anxiety like kicked in and we better go call this in quickly.
Within half an hour of the possible sighting, heavily armed police began searching the area. The search failed to turn up anything, and the focus again switched back to Gillam. But York Factory Chief Leroy Constant says his community was fearful.
We're such a small, remote community, we don't ever anticipate these kind of events occurring in our backyard.
Police discovered a damaged aluminum boat on the Nelson River north of Gillam, and that led to the discovery of two bodies believed to be the suspects. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the law offices of Sanosky Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Monkman, a national tribal rights law firm with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska, and online at www.sanosky.com.
Support by the Wheelwright Museum, established in 1937, presenting exhibitions of contemporary and iconic Native art, currently accepting art donations for its 44th annual benefit auction in August. Info at wheelwright.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.